What's up? This is Josh from JustusGeeks.com, and check yourself before you wreck yourself. This is episode 264 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Go to Facebook.com/JustusGeeks and give us a like over there. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JustusGeeks. Super easy to do. And our Facebook group, Jugheads Incorporated. We now have 100 members. Jazz hands all around. Speaking of jazz hands, when Logan Barnes is here this week.
I regret suggesting this episode immediately.
I don't. It's the best idea you've had in a long time. It says a lot about your ideas.
What's up, everybody? He's too eager to get into this.
That's problematic. And James Stratton.
This is going to be interesting.
Sorry, he's yelling at
you. I had to yell again at him. It's what I do.
It is what we do. All right. So, special shout out to any of our homies that we're leaving in the dust this week because we are playing Cards Against Humanity on the podcast.
Buckle up, kids.
Cards Against Huge Manatees.
Cards Against Humanity.
Light.
Colon. Family friendly.
Cards Against Humanity, the Jug edition for now.
So
let's just break it down for real. What we're doing is we're going to drink a lot of beer.
And
try to censor ourselves while we play Cards Against Humanity.
Yes.
Some of those things have already happened.
Yep.
There it was.
The beer has already been consumed.
We are ready to go.
And we are still consuming.
So now,
except for Logan, because he's,
you know.
Weird.
Straight edge, excuse me.
Nice.
Logan.
I got to put the X on the back.
Logan, let your hair down and tell us a little bit about Cards Against Humanity.
So Cards Against Humanity is a...
card game.
Card party game in which...
because we like to party. I should have gone there.
We
three like to
party.
A million players.
Like,
hold on.
Yeah, let's stop this.
Yeah, sorry, iFi Dragons. We love you, Brian Mazafari and Gru. Continue.
Yeah, continue.
Three to a million players sit around.
How are you
going to
have a million? Are there a million cards? And actually, wouldn't you need 10 million
cards? Yeah, but
are there in fact 10 million cards?
No.
Without repeating,
fine. 20 players. How about that?
All right, yeah. That's fine.
Okay. So everybody gets a hand. There are two types of cards, white cards and black cards. Everyone gets a hand of 10 white cards to start the game.
Crap, I can't find it.
When a round begins, we will flip a black card that will pose a question or have a statement in which we have to fill in the blank, such as the card that I've just drawn as an example.
Okay.
Blank, bet you can't have just one.
Oh, so...
we will have to use our white cards to fill in that blank.
Okay.
And then we draw new cards. The person elected as that round's card czar will close his eyes while the options are shuffled. The options will then be presented one by one as an answer or a fill in the blank to this, and the card czar will select his funniest choice. That person will take the black card as a point, and I think we've agreed upon 6 points. For this,
I think so.
This round,
I think we should get this version.
Oh yeah, that I've seen that version. Yeah. So, and the fun thing about Cards Against Humanity is like we're playing with like the first edition and maybe the second expansion pack. There are like 10 expansion packs in this game now.
But the cards are very foul.
Yeah.
Normally, these cards encourage you to be the worst possible human being that you can to elicit laughs. Tonight, we are attempting to self-censor ourselves. So the cards are will be responsible for adjusting words as necessary to fit the family-friendly format. There will probably be a few mom jeans interspersed through here.
Yeah, I have a sheet
of paper. We're gonna play a Cards Against Humanity game that George Strait would be proud of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Famous last words.
Yeah,
folks.
I'm carrying your blank with me.
And wait, this is a great time to say that we have decided to say that anatomy is not profanity. Yes. So no. I would say penis.
Yes. Yeah.
if I'm carrying me.
If we were going with I'm carrying your blank with me and I just grabbed a random card, the blank would be I am carrying your poopy diapers with me.
Okay.
So there you go.
Clean right off the bat.
Yeah, that one's not.
You can't put it on top.
Put it back in the bottom.
Okay, so due to the number of players that we have, we will have to introduce Rando Cardrizian.
The amazing Rando. He came out of the East.
In which someone will take random cards off the stacks of white cards and put them in there, and Rando can win the game if he is selected as the funniest by the cards are.
Okay. Who starts out as cards are?
Not it.
Wait, what? James. I've never played before. I don't know what's going on.
Freak Logan, just start out as the cards are.
All right, I'll start.
Okay. So
everyone needs to take 10 cards.
Just hand us out 10 cards.
The game is beginning. I'm taking my 10. Five.
Or you can hand me a stag and I'll, you know, we'll just.
Yeah, I'm just going to grab
10. Ian's going to get 10. Jamez, you get 10. Seven, eight. The famous last words of a fool. Thank you, George. Just hand me a stag and I'll start counting.
10. All right.
So there's probably going to be, I would say, there's probably going to be a little bit of dead air in here this week, so that's fine. Because
there's going to be some decision-making going on.
Do we look at these?
Yes, you look at your white cards.
Okay.
You make a conscious decision to use these cards. Mm-hmm.
However you want to. Mm-hmm.
Yes, in the game. Mm-hmm. So I will not be playing in the first round.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I will be the card czar, so I will handle the flipping of the black card, the prompt.
For, hold on, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so then should the card czar also flip the card for Rando?
The card for Rando will be put in the card pool by another player, and the card czar will close their eyes while those cards are shuffled and then presented to him. He will flip those cards and read them.
Okay.
So, in my understanding, too, is after each round, we would need to draw.
Yes, draw back up to 10 cards in your hand. Yeah. So.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. The raucous laughter frightens me.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I'm not going to have to censor too much of that what I have is not going to be.
When you combine it with what's on the field, it may reveal things about you.
What worries me about this is James has been very quiet since he looked at his cards.
I've been. Mm-hmm.
Shall I flip the first?
Flip them cards.
I think this idea was created with James
in mind. You can't just have one. All right, we'll flip that. All right. Our first prompt is blank, good to the last drop.
Okay, hold on.
Place your cards face down in front of you.
And
then somebody create a big pile and then hand it to me.
The person to the left of the cards are shall place for Rando. Okay, so the person next, this time I'll place for Rando. In a minute when I'm the cards are, whoever is, that person left. Okay,
okay,
so
gotcha.
I will tell you when we're completed.
All right.
Okay, wait. Here you go. Stick it over there. Stick yours over there. I'm just going to do that right there.
And then somebody shuffle the cards and hand me the stack.
Hold on.
All right, shuffle them since they're there.
I do have my eyes closed. I'm just writing my microphone.
I feel pretty good about this one. So
I would feel bad for the person that needed to cheat it.
Okay, so the thing with this is like you're trying to play to that person's strengths, right?
Yes.
What Logan thinks is the funniest.
Yes. What I think is funniest.
But no, I determined the winner.
I want Logan to pick my card. If Logan picks my card, I get a point.
Yes.
Okay.
Darn. Oh yeah, that's the stack. Right there.
That's the stack.
Right. Okay. Read the prompt and then
blank. Good to the last drop. We have white man scalps. Good to the last drop. Vikings. Good to the last drop. Harry Potter erotica. Good to the last drop. And
what is it?
Pulling out, good to the last drop.
Oh, okay. Well, I know who I would pick. Anyway.
Okay.
Who do you pick, Logan?
I'm.
read the winner and then the prompt.
Harry Potter erotica, good to the last drop. Whose card was that?
Rando.
Was that Rando?
Rando. Rando's pile will go on top of the mic box.
Holy crap. Whoever picked pulling out was hilarious. That wasn't me. I was Vikings.
That had to have been Ian. I was a white man scalp.
Nice. That was very me. Nice. Yeah.
So that
crap.
Was round one. Rando Cardrizian is in the lead with 1 point.
It's going to stink if Rando.
So
yeah,
we all draw a card?
Yeah,
yes. You all draw to replace that card which you took.
And I'm just stupid random. Invisible person.
So, Logan, you have to be the card czar again.
No.
Okay.
You take that card, top card of the black deck, reveal it, and read the prompt to the audience.
Okay, I'm the card czar now.
We're trying to make you laugh.
This is a draw two, pick three.
What?
So we draw two cards off the deck, and then we get to pick three from our selected pile use.
Blank plus blank equals blank. I'm so glad that I'm not having to do this one.
Oh, man.
So do we have to draw two, or?
Yes,
you have draw to draw two.
And then use three.
Three from your hand. Now that those two are additionally in your hand. I'm going to close my eyes.
Oh, man. You're going to have to give me a second on this one.
Okay. So on these, I need you to put them in order. So first blank plus second blank equals third blank.
Yeah. So
now how, like,
he will flip them over from top to bottom.
Yes.
So blank so, plus blank.
So, so first needs to be on the bottom when we've got them turned upside down, right?
No, first
no,
needs,
no,
to,
first
be
needs
to
be on the top.
The first card you want him to read needs to be on top of the stack.
And okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to make four little piles right there. Since it just
we can just you close your eyes, we'll randomly put them out there.
Yes.
That'll be fine.
This is difficult to do without.
Oh, okay, man. So let's just get this straight. So this is card one. Like card one.
On the top of your stack is card one.
Card two, card three on the bottom. Okay.
And that's the funny thing, I think, about Rando is you're just going to pick three cards.
So I'm Rando this round,
yeah,
right?
James, you're Rando in it.
So I just pick three random cards.
Three random cards.
Okay.
You don't look at them, just pick them.
Stack them up.
Stack them up.
Now, I have seen games where Rando has won pick multiples, and that's crazy because usually they're nonsensical.
This game is so tough because, like, this is one of the games that if you play it with people that you feel like you know really well, and I feel like I know you guys really, really well, it's easy to be like, well, I know that Logan would think this is funny, but, you know, I mean, it's tough. This game is tough. Like, oh, I'm going to win this point for sure. Yeah,
It's even extra tough when I'm looking at the things that I can do and I'm going,
that's my issue always with Cards Against Humanity.
I can't say that. I can't do it. I just can't. I can't.
Especially when it's being recorded and posted on the internet.
I mean, for posterity.
Well, you all know that I'm a horrible person, so
naturally.
The most horrible you can make this one probably the best.
All right, James, if you want to toss those around.
Close your eyes.
They're closed.
Josh has closed his eyes. James is mixing up the choices. I would say that is okay.
This is good?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. We're good. Pick and choose, sir.
Okay.
I don't even know which one's mine.
So it is blank plus blank equals blank. So from this side, right?
Yes. Yes. That is card one.
Okay. Deck one. Hodor. Ian. Hodor plus Count Chocula equals natural male enhancement. Hodor plus Count Chocula equals natural male enhancement. Kudos to whomever that one was. Blank plus blank equals blank. Our first chimpanzee president plus punching a congressman in the face equals the J-15 Parrot assault box.
What? I think that was Rando.
Maybe. Or Logan. Blank plus blank equals blank.
We're having our first self-censor, it would seem.
What is it? What is it, Jersh? Say it! Say it!
Let the podcast audience know what this is.
God. Don't bleep it.
It may be funnier if it's bleeped.
Okay. Because I don't think that's... Do you think
I think it's okay to say that.
Okay.
Fingering.
She can, like, finger a keyboard.
Plus AIDS. equals heartwarming orphans. Maybe the opposite of that.
Oh, God.
That's a strong favorite. Blank plus blank equals blank.
Oh, my God. I'm cringing.
Saying I love you plus true love's kiss equals surprise sex. So,
would it really be a surprise, though?
That's sensical.
To Logan, yes. So that one's a no. I really liked the Hodor plus Count Chocula equals natural male enhancement. And, I mean, we're going to get rid of our first chimpanzee president punching a congressman in the face, the J-15, whatever. Was that the rando? Or who was that?
That was me. You read it wrong. It's Patriot, not Parrot.
Oh, anyway, it's funnier that
American.
Way. Okay, so that's a no.
Oh.
You can't just ask who they are. You have to pick yours before we announce it. Who won?
Well, I just said no to those. So it's between, for me, it is between the Hodor, Count Chocula, natural male enhancement, and fingering AIDS, heartwarming orphans. And that's the one I'm going to go with. Who wins?
I got
it. Of course it was you. Yeah. James, yeah. You are the winner of the black card.
I get the black card.
There you go.
1 point.
1 point.
You are now tied with the non-existent player.
Now we got to draw three.
No, you just draw one.
You just draw one because you drew two. That puts you at 12. Then you played three. That puts you at nine.
I don't think I drew any.
Oh, here you go.
Yeah, you should have drawn two at the start of that.
Yeah, so those go in a burn pile.
You need to fill up to 10.
I need to do four.
We'll just put the burn pile. Where is the burn pile?
I had it right here, just face up, so we know not to draw from those.
So I don't draw on this round. I just sit out.
Yes, you will read the black card.
Okay, when do you want me to draw?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, I'm good to go.
All right, now you may proceed.
Ian, you are rando this time.
Okay. Yes.
You get to draw for rando. Okay. What made my first kiss so awkward?
What made James's first kiss so awkward?
And be nice, I'm sensitive.
Oh, I'm gonna make you work for this one.
You can't just draw cards.
Okay.
I'm drawing for rando.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He's drawing for rando.
Okay, so close your eyes.
Okay.
Here we go. And I think that's the fun part of this is that you have to try to, like, what is James going to have to say now?
No, I just want to make him say the most
horrible
thing alive.
Self-censor. All right,
James.
You know I'm not going to censor.
Okay, James, you're ready. Open your eyes. Okay. Read the prompt again.
What made my first kiss so awkward?
And?
A sad
Bob James.
It's the saddest of them.
Aw.
Or was it? Well, it's all proper, you know, medical terms. Inserting a mason jar into my anus.
Oh my God. Mason jar, medical term.
Yeah. I think he was going with anus there, Logan. I think that was the medical term there.
What made my first kiss so awkward? The card Neil Gaiman wrote, Three Elves at a Time.
What?
I'm hoping that's rando.
I'm hoping that's rando.
Yeah. Rando?
Wiping her butt.
We don't think very highly of your first kiss.
No, apparently not.
James.
It's an awkward first kiss.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the mason jar was the funniest one.
Point.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Point.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I thought I might
You know me too well.
Yes, I do.
I thought I might get you with the sadness there, but I wasn't expecting a mason jar in the anus.
Nobody expects a mason jar in the anus.
That's why it was so whatever.
All right, so it's me this time.
Yeah. Ian, you are the cards are. I will
and
be rando.
You are rando.
Yes.
All right, everybody ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready to receive your black card.
God.
So...
Okay. It's okay this week, I guess. I don't know.
Well, this seems appropriate. While the United States raced the Soviet Union to the moon, the Mexican government funneled millions of pesos into research on blank.
Hmm.
Let me know if I need to reread this one.
Okay. Can you read it again. Read it again.
While the United States raced the Soviet Union to the moon, the Mexican government funneled millions of pesos into research on blank.
I have my card selected.
Okay, let me close my eyes now.
I have selected my card.
Hold on. I have two that I could go with, but I'm going to go with this one just so I can get rid of it. Okay, and shuffling the cards.
And stop.
And read.
Hand them to Ian.
Read the prompt one more time.
All righty, here
we
go.
That was a long one. Yeah, read it.
While the United States raced the Soviet Union to the moon, the Mexican government funneled millions of pesos into research on sweet, sweet vengeance. pesos on women's suffrage. Okay. Drinking alone. Oh,
that's sad.
That is very sad.
Hi, Logan.
Accidentally
he can't even read this.
Oh, I need to probably read it before I start speaking them out loud.
Nope, just go with it. Go.
Self-censor.
Yep, go. Go.
Say it.
Accidentally conjuring a legless horse that can't stop ejaculating.
Is that a medical term?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, God.
The sad thing is one of those was random and not intended by us. Who are you going with?
I think I have to go with accidentally conjuring a legless horse that can't stop ejaculating.
Who's the winner?
That's random.
Is that random?
That is random.
Great.
Rando has two points.
I was women's suffrage because I thought you would like
drinking alone.
I was sweet, sweet vengeance.
No.
Dang it.
No, and didn't go for the women's suffrage, huh?
Okay, so the score is Rando 2, Logan 0, me 0, James 1, and Ian 1.
We have done a full circle of the table. I take over duties as cards are again. All right.
I got my 10. Okay. Now, isn't there a rule about switching out? Like, I can dump cards and switch out any time,
you have to spend
right?
points to do that, though.
Oh, but we don't have points.
Yeah, we're not doing points. That.
And I think it's a full hand. Like, you have to
dump your whole hand for one point.
Full
new
draw.
What will always get you laid?
You or just in general?
Whatever works, guys.
What will always get you laid?
Oh, goodness.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. If this was your question, Josh, I have an answer.
See, there's so many answers for this to Logan, and I think I'm going to go with... do I want him to be awkward? I think so.
I've placed my card.
Where did you place it? Which one did you?
That is me.
Here's mine. Am I Rando this
you
time?
You are Rando. You're Rando. On my left, yes.
Okay.
Whoa. No, he's going to fall out of that seat.
And we shuffle. Are shuffling. We are shuffling.
I can't see anything.
Shuffling.
All right. Logan, read the prompt, sir.
What will always get you laid? Viagra.
It's a very true statement.
Sometimes.
A man-shaped box.
That's funny.
Which reading of that are we using?
I know which one I'm going with.
Yeah. Continue.
Something that looks like a box, but turns out to be a crate.
Oh, we're into the box card.
We are in the innuendo section.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit.
Figgy pudding.
One of those is a random card. Logan.
These make... I feel like figgy pudding is definitely the random card. I like the man-shaped box.
It wasn't me.
That wasn't
I was
me.
The
was
other
that
box.
Rando?
I was the other box card.
I was figgy pudding.
I was Viagra.
Rando.
Rando is going to win again.
In the lead.
Wow. So basically, no one is funnier than us.
I think it's because Rando has no limiter. He is not trying to censor himself in this game.
Oh, okay. Give me the card.
Oh, no. I need to draw one.
Oh, no.
Wow. We suck at this.
Here's your black deck.
Okay. All right. Let me make sure. Jeez,
I
love it
when I draw a good card. It's like, yes.
I haven't drawn a good card in a little while.
All right, here we go. After the earthquake, Sean Penn brought blank to the people of Haiti. Now we're going to see how terrible you really are. So the prompt is, after the earthquake, Sean Penn brought blank to the people of Haiti. I'll close my eyes.
I have my card.
Okay, James, you're Rando this time.
Oh, that's true. I forgot. Here is Rando.
Rando, Calrissian, Cartrissian.
Hold on.
Anybody need another beer?
No, not yet. I will in a minute. This one has, like, moral implications.
Yeah, for the people playing, so. All right.
That's what I was going for.
Deck is in front of
you.
I already put it on the table, okay, but there you go.
All right, so the prompt is, after the earthquake, Sean Penn brought $5 footlongs to the people of Haiti.
What a good guy.
He is a good guy.
What a good guy.
Hey, don't put him there because you were afraid that you might pause the show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Put him out and over the card there.
Okay. After the earthquake, Sean Penn brought tasteful side boob to the people of Haiti. After the earthquake, Sean Penn brought eugenics to the people.
Whoa!
And after the earthquake, Sean Penn brought Muhammad, peace be upon him, to the people of Haiti. I don't know about you guys, but I think Rando is my new best friend, whoever he may be. So this is the toughest one.
Yeah, these are pretty good.
Okay. Muhammad, peace be upon him.
Peace be upon him.
It's side boobs good. I'm going with $5 footlongs.
Yes!
Logan's on the board.
Logan's on the board.
Logan's
okay,
on the board.
Who was what?
I was a tasteful side boob.
Okay,
I was Muhammad. I thought so.
Okay, Rando was the awful one.
That was not us. We did not do that.
I'm going to get a random card.
Oh, goodness.
I feel like some people are not claiming these unless they win.
But you need to. Oh, wow. This is... Ugh.
James, you will be the card czar this turn.
Yes,
James
I will
is the card czar.
Ian, you are Rando.
I'm Rando.
Let him win this game.
Has everybody drawn?
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Okay. Well, what's there a ton of in heaven? I'll repeat. What is there a ton of in heaven?
Yes, finally. Finally.
Oh, try to make me laugh, people.
You got it. You got it.
Logan, just be horrible. You're hyperventilating, sir.
I have the option to be the worst person in the world.
Do it.
Or the best person in the world.
Do it. Be the worst person.
I'm ready.
Right, I'll go ahead and close my eyes.
Ian.
No, I'm not ready. Hang on. I don't know if I have
any
really super
good
ones.
I'm giving you middle finger blindfolds.
I kind of wish I had that side boob card now.
Read the card,
oh, okay. James. What's the prompt?
What is there a ton of in heaven?
Okay.
Okay, all right. Here we go.
Okay.
All right.
Eyes are closed.
And Ian,
you're
Rando.
You are Rando.
Oh, yeah.
Draw for Rando.
Rando Cardrissian, the leader of the pack.
Yeah.
What am I doing? We are not looking at Rando's card.
We don't know who Rando is until they're drawn. All right.
Here you go, James. Read the prompt and go.
What is there a ton of in heaven? Well, obviously, there's a ton of eternal darkness.
God.
That's not
depressing.
Heaven.
That's pretty deep. That's, good job, guys.
Or is there a ton of dead babies in heaven?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
There are a ton of funky fresh rhymes.
Probably.
And ghosts.
Kind of.
Who is Rando in this one?
I know which one I want to pick, but I'm going to be accused of being just a horrible person.
Do it.
Dead babies is the winner.
Yes, I win.
Logan wins.
And he goes two in a row.
I was ghosts.
That was pretty funny.
No, ghosts so.
Eternal darkness.
You were eternal darkness.
So Rando was the funky fresh rhyme. Okay, that's pretty funny.
That was pretty funny.
All right.
Again, Rando is my new best friend.
So I'm
Rando this time? Is that what this?
No.
I am Rando this time.
Logan is Rando this time.
Being Rando. Do you have a prompt? No, you were Rando. You passed it to me and I shuffled.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Everybody ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Daddy, why is mommy crying?
Oh, God.
I actually have some good cards for this one, and I'm really
I
sad
hate
that
you draw
I
yeah, a yeah, prompt.
It's like, gosh,
love.
Man, I could have really killed this one.
I could be. Again, this is another one of those that it's like you could be the worst person in the world right now.
Yep. Oh, come on.
Yep. Here, I'm going to give you mine.
I'm saving it. All right. Go ahead and add Rando into this.
Rando Gardrisian.
He's doing a good game today.
He's better than us, apparently.
All right. Ian,
here you go. Read your prompt, sir.
Daddy, why is mommy crying? The clitoris, son.
Jeez. God.
It's anatomy.
Yeah, it's anatomy.
It's anatomy.
Continue.
Yeast.
Gross. It's anatomy.
Oh,
gross.
Sort of.
So gross. Continue. Oh, God. Continue.
Italians.
Yeah.
Let's offend them. All right. lastly, my sex life. Oh man, these are all very good.
Again, I cannot tell which one of these is the random card.
I don't know. I'm going to go with my sex life.
Boom! I'm on the board.
There we go.
Yeah.
Josh is on the board. I was Italians.
Nice. That's what
I was yeast.
Wait, that means that
the clitoris
that was Rando?
Wow. How accurate, Rando.
My God, Rando.
This
top.
This game is smart.
I think top notch.
I think the building's ghost is playing with us.
Okay, so I'm the card czar this game, and Josh is my Rando.
This is kind of like a weird game of Ouija cards against you.
Yeah.
Here, universe, pick something.
My prompt is, in L.A. County Jail, where it is, you can trade 200 cigarettes for blank. You can trade 200 cigarettes for blank. My eyes are now closed.
I'm on the board.
Okay.
My card is down.
Here's my card, and let's pick a Sarando. And there's a Rando.
Shuffling now.
This is going to be a good one.
I hope.
I hope it's not bad.
All right.
Logan, read the prompt.
In L.A. County Jail, word is you can trade 200 cigarettes for pedophiles.
Holy crap.
Oh, wow.
The Big Bang.
We're going with the interpretation on that one, yeah.
An ice pick lobotomy.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Multiple stab wounds. Wow.
It's a plethora of good answers.
Brando, again.
These are all very accurate.
Yeah. Oh, geez. I like the Big Bang. That made me laugh the
most.
Just pulling away.
Who was Rando?
I was multiple stab wounds.
I was ice pick lobotomy.
Rando was pedophiles.
Wow. That's kind of creepy.
I'm getting weirded out right now.
That he is so good at this game.
Yeah.
That's kind of bothering
me. He's got 3 points.
Yeah, I've got still two. Leading. You've got two.
Two, yeah.
One.
Okay, he's still winning. All right, I need a prompt.
Oh, yep. Sorry. Here's your black deck.
Everybody got a card?
I got my card. I'm good.
3, 2, 1, go. 4, 5.
What's the prompt?
Well, this is appropriate. What is Batman's guilty pleasure?
Batman's
that is the prompt.
Pleasure.
Batman's guilty pleasure.
I am selected.
Okay.
I am selected.
I am selected.
Some James.
Oh, I am Rando.
Yeah, you are Rando. So
shuffle,
and I will place the cards in your hand in 3, 2,
go ahead and draw my next one.
Boom, you
thank
are.
You. All right. What is Batman's guilty pleasure? Is it being fabulous? Is it 8 ounces of sweet Mexican black tar heroin? He's Bruce Wayne, so.
Could be.
Think about it. How are you going to censor it?
Panda sex.
Gross.
several Michael Keatons.
Oh, that totally fits.
I hope Rando was the one that drew that one. That would be great.
I don't know. I mean, is it black tar heroin?
Yeah, what is Bruce Wayne's guilty pleasure?
No, Batman.
Oh, Batman, not guilty Bruce Wayne's.
I'm going to go with several Michael Keatons.
Yes, you are, sir.
Did you? Oh, is
that was me. I had the perfect card for that.
Who was the black tar?
That would be me.
Okay, I was almost my next one. So you were fabulous, weren't you?
No, I was Panda Sex.
Wow. Rando is like killing it. These third place and second places.
God. Okay, there's those. I'm going to get my others.
All right.
I will draw a card.
Jamez.
I think this is going well so far.
Ian, you're Rando.
Yep.
And the Academy Award for blank goes to blank. It is a pick two.
Oh, pick two.
The Academy Award for blank goes to blank.
Should have kept that several Michael Keaton's card.
You should have.
Oh, no.
Now, remember, they have to be first and then second.
Yes. Just what? You got a boogie? We got some dead air going on.
No, we don't.
This is hard.
I did not know that I was going to be able to combine these cards, so I'm kind of glad.
Right.
Okay, eyes closed.
Eyes are closed.
We need a random. All right, just
Ian, you're a rando. Pick two.
And what we need to do is we need to set them down.
Yeah, you need to do four separate piles.
Okay, hand me. Okay, James got his eyes closed.
My eyes are closed.
Hand me your stacks.
Oh, there's that one.
Okay.
There's that one. I'm sorry in advance, guys. I'm sorry in advance.
Oh, God.
No apologies. We don't apologize for this
game. Yeah, shuffle those up.
No, they're fine.
Okay. If you didn't see those getting placed.
Oh, I can open my eyes?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, so I'm reading the top card first, right?
One and two.
All right. And the Academy Award for Pictures of Boobs goes to Skeletor.
What? Rando?
Maybe.
And the Academy Award for Tap Dancing Like There's No Tomorrow goes to A Box That Is Conscious and Wishes It Weren't a Box.
Wow.
What?
Profound.
Wow.
That's deep.
Deep thoughts.
And the Academy Award for Nicolas Cage goes to Going on an Epic Adventure learning
someone put
a valuable lesson about friendship. Someone put theirs on backwards.
Yeah.
Or that was Rando, and he was so close.
He was super close.
Read it again, except the...
Okay. And the Academy Award
that's
for
Ian's.
Nicolas Cage. Okay, and the Academy Award for Going on an Epic Adventure and Learning a Valuable Lesson about Friendship goes to Nicolas Cage.
That was not mine.
Okay.
All right. And the Academy Award... Oh, wait, crap. It goes like this.
Oh.
And the Academy Award for Concealing a Boner goes to...
Skeletor as well.
The Boy Scouts of America.
Holy crap.
Oh, my God.
I was a Boy Scout. I picked the Boy Scouts.
Who wins?
That was me.
Yeah.
I told you. I read the Nicolas Cage one wrong?
I think that was
that
Rando?
That has to be written.
Yeah, that was Rando. Oh, he was so close.
I was Skeletor.
I was the deep box.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah, because that was pictures of boobs to Skeletor.
That was close.
That was a good one.
That one was close, but when he...
Pictures of boobs?
The Boy Scouts of America thing, that got me, man. Yeah. That got me.
That was a good one, Ian.
Thank you.
Good job, sir. Everybody get two cards back.
Yep. Ian, you are card czar.
Let's go.
All right.
Oh, woo!
So.
Woo! Man.
How am I maintaining my relationship status?
Oh, man. There's like four I could use for you.
Mm. Don't make it personal.
I'm not.
I just want to like see how you'd censor some of these.
Oh, well, that. Okay.
I am in.
Okay, and
I'm Rando, so.
Random, now shuffle.
Bloop, bloop.
Beep,
all right, we're done.
All righty.
No, I knocked over his vape.
How am I maintaining my relationship status? A much younger woman.
Heteronormativity.
Wait, what?
Heteronormativity.
The reactions to some of these cards.
How am I maintaining my relationship status? A mulatto, an albino, a mosquito, and my libido. It's just song lyrics, guys. Calm down. How am I maintaining my relationship status? Sonny D, all right. I think I like Sonny D.
Sonny D, all right.
Was that Rando?
That wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
Oh, my gosh. I picked Rando again.
Rando is up to 4 points, guys.
I hate you, Rando.
He's got 2 more till he
to
wins.
To win, yeah. Oh, it's going to be sad if we get beaten by a ghost.
Yeah. I don't like that guy.
All right.
All right.
Discard. Lurgan, you're the czar.
I got to refresh my hand real quick. Okay. Hey. I am the card czar.
I'm Rando.
Our prompt is, what never fails to liven up the party?
Oh, okay.
What never fails to liven up the party? My eyes are closed.
Oh, there's.
I have two.
I have two really good ones.
I have
ones.
Two that I'm. It's a toss up.
You got to think about what'll make me laugh the most.
Mine is like, do I want to dig at Logan or do I want
to? Oh, thanks, guys.
Sorry.
Or do you want Rando to win this?
Okay, shuffle.
You got a Rando in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we
cool
got
beans,
Rando.
Cool beans.
Hang on.
Oh.
We like to party.
We like to party.
We like to party.
Party.
There you go.
Logan, read the prompt.
What never fails to liven up the party? Anal beads. You're not putting those in my butt.
Oh, God.
Centaurs. Okay.
That's weird.
Darth Vader. Okay. That better be Rando. That's a Star Wars reference.
Read it.
Masturbating into a pool of children's tears.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to. I'm anal beads.
That was me.
Is that your winner?
Yeah.
Anal beads,
Josh,
was me.
It couldn't have been Rando.
What?
It couldn't have been Rando.
Who played this one?
Yes. Yeah. I knew which one I was.
Yes.
Shame on the.
Who was Rando?
Rando's probably Darth Vader.
Darth Vader had to have been Darth Vader.
That's funny, though. I'm from Star Wars, kind of. All right.
I will take a big black card.
Take it off the black deck.
Everybody got a card?
I have mine.
Oh, God.
Did you fart?
No. Here is the church. Here is the steeple. Open the doors, and there is blank.
I have my card already.
I have my card.
Someone shuffle them. James is the Rando.
I'm Rando.
Me and James have way too much confidence for this.
Yeah, you really do. Just shuffle them, put them in my hand.
I'm waiting on Ian's card.
Oh, my God. Oh, I wish that this was not my card.
I don't know if I want to use this one now.
Ian's got the analysis paralysis over there.
Yeah.
You just got to go with your gut, man.
Just gut feeling, man. Go with it.
Your gut,
just hand me a card.
Hand him a card.
Hand me a card.
Pick one.
Put a card in the stack, man.
Pick that Skeletor
card. Put a
card
in the stack.
There you go. Okay.
Shuffle. And it go. All right.
Man.
All right.
Always draw a card that.
Here is the church. Here is the steeple. Open the doors, and there is. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh, my
Josh
God.
Is dead.
It must be the bigger.
Oh, my.
It's one of you two, because I don't know that mine was that terrible.
Read it.
Black people.
Oh, my gosh.
You're all horrible.
Oh.
Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Open the doors. And here is a magical kingdom with dragons and elves and no black people.
Oh, no. Oh,
what is this opposite?
Oh, my God. One of you's going to have to claim it. That's fine. And it's just, we love everyone here at the Justice Geeks podcast. Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Open the doors. And there's cool 90s up in the front hair.
That's what?
That's probably the rando.
That's going to be rando.
Here is the church. Here's the steeple. Open the doors and... and there is Bob Dean.
who's your winner?
The word was prostitutes. Prostitutes.
Prostitutes.
Just so you can laugh.
Can
as
you
well.
Use it in a sentence?
Prostitutes.
What rhymes with switches?
Here is the church. Here is the steeple. Open the door, and here is prostitutes.
All right, Josh. What's your winner?
The 90s thing had to have been rando. I will go with the Magical Kingdom.
That is me.
Okay. It was, wasn't it?
Yes.
Which one? Yeah. I laid mine down with confidence, as did Logan.
Says a lot, guys. Says a lot.
So I've got 3 points.
I have 2.
I am Card Czar, I believe.
You are Card Czar, and you are the leader? No.
He's tied with me for second right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure Rando is winning by 1.
Yeah, Rando is up by 1. I have 2. Ian has 2.
All right.
All right. Everybody got their cards?
Yes. Yep.
Our prompt card says, what did the U.S. drop to the children of Afghanistan?
Oh, man.
I'll say again. What did the U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan?
This is terrible.
My eyes are closed.
You are Rando, Ian.
I am Rando.
Please, Rando, please contribute Randos. And make sure it's funny, because we've been good at this so far.
Apparently.
We are subconsciously hilarious. All right. James, there are your choices.
All right. What did the U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan? Well, they dropped civilian casualties.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Dark.
Or they might have dropped Morgan Freeman's voice.
Hello.
I'm Morgan Freeman.
It's just big old speakers.
Or could it be soup that is too hot? Jerks!
What good does this do us?
We it's can't eat it!
Or cybernetic enhancements.
I don't have 4K TVs. So.
It's stupid bionic eyes. Where are you going with, James?
I'm going to have to go with the soup that was too hot.
I have tied with Rando.
Wow.
Good job.
I thought for sure civilian casualties would get
it. Was that you?
That
were
was
you
me.
Civilian
I was casualties. Morgan Freeman's voice. What was the other one?
The cybernetic enhancements. Rando kind of dropped the ball on that one.
No, that one's not
one was,
bad.
Which one was Rando?
Cybernetic enhancements, yeah.
Well, I mean, it fit, but...
Yeah, it wasn't great.
All right. Ian, what is our prompt?
Okay.
I am Rando.
The new Chevy Tahoe with the power and space to take blank everywhere you go. What you got? What you got? What you got?
I have selected.
I've also selected.
Rando has selected.
I have selected.
Shuffle them up. Shuffle them up, shuffle them up, and shuffle them up.
And stop.
All right, Ian, there you go. Read your prompt.
Go the new Chevy Tahoe with the power and space to take sperm whales everywhere that you go.
Ew.
Please, God, let that be random. That'd be hilarious.
The new Chevy Tahoe with the power and space to take geese everywhere you go.
Yeah, sure. Just bring them with you.
Take some geese.
With the power and space to take... The profoundly handicapped.
Not just the handicapped. The profoundly handicapped.
Everywhere that you go.
PR nightmare.
With the power and space to take. Giving birth to the Antichrist everywhere you go.
Well, there's Rando.
That'd be Rando.
I think it's the profoundly handicapped.
Yes, it is. 5 points for Logan.
And Logan is one away from winning.
You've got 5?
I do.
He is one away from winning.
Crap it.
I'm the Card Czar this round. I cannot win it this round.
Okay.
I cannot win it.
That's true.
You got a chance to catch up.
Your prompt, gentlemen, is, I'm sorry, Professor, but I couldn't complete my homework because of blank. I'm sorry, Professor, but I couldn't complete my homework because of blank. Do you want me to use that card voice in. Again?
Yeah, that's a good voice.
Okay.
My card is in.
Okay. My card. Rando's card.
Ian?
So many to choose from.
Rex Tillerson.
Mine was close.
Oh.
Tell me when.
You may read the cards.
All right. I'm sorry, Professor, but I couldn't complete my homework because of vigorous jazz hands.
That's a good one.
I couldn't complete my homework because of puberty.
Puberty. Puberty.
I couldn't complete my homework because of the patriarchy. Great with the voice. I couldn't complete my homework because of inappropriate yodeling. Patriarchy wins that one.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Good job. Like that one. He's making the catch up.
Well, I was puberty.
I was inappropriate yodeling.
So vigorous jazz hands. Not bad.
Well, I thought you'd go with that one.
little
it didn't say pun hands.
Yeah, if it had said in a, like vigorous four, pun hands.
Drama, 10th. Okay. Here is your black card, sir. You are the czar.
Oh, boy.
I have a chance to take home the gold.
Oh, God. Mm.
Okay.
Kids, I don't need drugs to get high. I'm high. On blank. You guys are moving way too vigorously.
In.
Rando is in.
I shuffled last. You shuffle.
All right. I've already forgotten which is which, so.
I have one card I want to play really badly, and I'm afraid I'm not going to get the opportunity.
It's getting close to the end of the game.
This could be the
drop the bomb.
Drop the bomb.
All right. Shuffling.
And here we go. Are. Kids, I don't need drugs to get high. I'm high on. Oh, my Jesus.
You're high on what?
Every time, Josh, every time.
He's already got the pen out. He's writing this down.
I'm high. I'm notating the time first. I'm high on sucking the president's
Bob Dean.
Oh, God.
Oh, Josh, it gets so much worse.
That is the best note you have written on that sheet of paper.
1 hour, 3 minutes, sucking the president's.
Nope.
Ding dong.
Kids, I don't need drugs to get high. I'm high on Joe Biden.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it does get worse.
This must be Ian.
Kids, I don't need drugs to get high. I'm high on a bleached a-hole.
Oh, no.
Kids, I don't need drugs to get high. I'm high on a salty surprise.
Oh.
Now, I don't want Logan to win.
Also good.
Rando got his form back in this one.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did, because I don't know which one Rando is. Because I would pick that one just to tie the game up.
Or you could pick one of ours so we could get ahead.
Yeah.
Not you. Logan. Not Logan.
Kids, I don't need drugs to get high. I'm high on... A salty surprise.
Rando is tied. Rando.
I think Rando has.
Rando.
Wow.
I was the president's penis.
I was Joe Biden.
I knew you were Joe Biden. I knew it.
I was playing to your sensibilities.
I knew it. God, I almost picked it. I'm glad
Rando is tied for the lead with 5. I'm going to feel bad if I lose to this thing.
All right. Rando is tied with 5. God.
James, you are the card czar.
Does everybody have their cards?
Wait a minute. End of minute. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yep. Life for American Indians was forever changed when the white man introduced them to blank. I say again. Life for American Indians was forever changed when the white man introduced them to blank.
Mm. Oh, gosh. I'm not winning this hand.
You like my deep, serious voice?
Deep,
my
serious
narration.
James.
Ian, play for Rando.
Rando.
Is that it?
Here we go.
And
see, now you have to try to make it not sound like Logan, too.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Here's a prompt.
Life for American Indians was forever changed when the white man introduced them to Hot Pockets.
Oh, wow.
Hot Pockets.
Yum.
No landmines.
That's horrible.
The Amish. Lunchables.
What's up with the snack foods?
Yeah. I don't know. I think I got him.
Skeeter.
No, I don't know what it was. Skeeter.
Who are you going with?
I don't want to pick Rando or Logan.
Mm-mm. So you got to pick me or Ian.
There's two landmines out there.
God. Oh, God.
So that's...
Okay, so that's out.
Yeah.
Let's go with Lunchables. Who was
that
Lunchables?
That was me. Yay!
I was Hot Pockets. Nice.
I was nice, guys. That was the Amish.
Ew, creepy.
So, Rando was who?
Landmines.
Lando was landmines.
Wow. He's horrible.
Yeah, terrible.
He's a pretty bad guy.
Like I said, I think it's because he's not inhibited by anything. He can just play whatever the heck he feels like. And all right.
He's Ian, a terrible human being.
You are the czar.
All right, here we go.
Today on Maury, help, my son is blank. Oh, this one ought to be good.
I am in.
In.
I'm in.
And Rando is in. Yep. Shuffling. Present your hand, sir.
Read your prompt. This is a bad one.
Today on Maury, help, my son is...
Hold on. Okay.
Today on Maury, help. My son is being a to children. Today on Maury, help. My son is a gay sorcerer who turns everyone gay.
That's just a good one. So.
Help. Or today on Maury, help, my son is the hardworking Mexican. Okay.
That's weird.
Help, my son is teaching a robot to love.
Aww.
I think a gay sorcerer who turns.
And Logan takes home the gold!
No!
Yes!
Really? You couldn't go with being a Bob Dane to children?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 points. Logan is the first winner of Just Us Geeks Cards Against Humanity.
And we've been going for over an hour. So
this is an appropriate amount of time.
Yeah,
6 points.
Terrible.
I said I could have.
All right, let's play one more hand.
Okay,
let's play one more hand.
Go one more hand.
One more hand.
Yeah, I picked up a really great card.
How about we do? Ditch the hands that we have and draw a completely brand new 10 cards.
I agree.
And let's just see what we get.
But I just drew doing it in the butt.
Well, you got to say it anyway. Yeah. So.
I had grave robbing and necrophilia in the same hand, James. Wow. I waited and it never...
There was a two blank card somewhere.
That's why when you get a Skeletor and boobs, you go for it.
10. All right.
There you go.
One.
We are drawing our new hands for this last.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Logan, since you won.
Am I the czar for
this
one?
You're the czar for this one, I think.
I have a request to make of you guys.
Sure, yeah.
I would like you to be just as foul and uninhibited as possible with this hand.
Okay.
The prompt is next on ESPN2, the World Series of Blank. Wow, James was down before I even had the prompt out.
Say it again now.
Next on ESPN2, the World Series of Blank. Sucking the president's perfect for this one.
Okay.
Oh, closing my eyes.
Yeah,
I'm down.
And
Rando. Rando is participating. We'll see if he take home the silver here.
Stupid Rando. Just as horrible as we can be, okay?
All right.
All right. Next on ESPN2, the World Series of a Mating Display.
Okay.
Next on ESPN2, the World Series of... Oh, my God, you drew it.
Is that it? Let me see.
Knob
oh
cheese.
My gosh, somebody got it.
Mom jeans.
That is not a scientific term, so we're going to have to mom jeans that.
Oh my, that card showed up. I told y'all. Oh, wow.
Next on ESPN2, the World Series of Daniel Radcliffe's Delicious A-Hole. It's more of like a docudrama.
It's more of a 30 for 30.
Yeah, 30,
next,
30 for 30.
On ESPN2, the World Series of masturbating to a 10-second real media clip. Who played that one? They're the winner.
Me, sir.
Silver medal, I sir. Win. Silver medal.
Oh, what a good one.
I told you, I was very confident in that card.
Like, before I even had it out of my mouth, he was like, boom.
Because I had some really good ones to choose from. Like, on this hand, like, let's go with a lesser one. I had explosions, you know.
I had all-you-can-eat shrimp for $8.99.
I had log. I had the World Series of Child Beauty Pageants. I had the World Series of Lumberjack Fantasies, eating the last known bison, a gassy antelope, farting and walking away, my balls on your face, and a
Bob Dean
slap. You probably would have won, like...
I could have won all of
yeah.
them.
I only had two that could have played for that. It would have been the World Series of licking things to claim them as your own, or the World Series of touching a pug right on his penis.
Red Rocket.
The World Series of still being a virgin.
Why didn't you play that?
Yeah. What up?
Where was that?
Because it wasn't Daniel Radcliffe's Delicious A-Hole.
Wait, so who was Rando?
Oh, man.
Oh, who was Rando?
Was he a mating display?
Had to have been.
Or was he the card?
No, Josh
okay,
had it.
Was, okay, good. I was fixing to say. Good. I was like, whoa.
That card gets played regardless of the category.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a conversation specifically about that card today.
I didn't have a choice. I saw that card and was like, okay. Yeah.
It's got to be done.
We don't even need to do jams this week, I don't think.
Nah. I have one.
Not really.
I was gonna say I had a little one, but it's not.
Okay, that's
deal.
Fine.
My jam was Panic Concert.
Well, hold on. You got
yeah,
it.
We got the doom.
I'm still riding the high from this win, guys. This W. I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior,
Satan.
I wasn't terrible, and I still won. I feel proud of that.
And it wasn't nearly as profane.
No, we didn't have to. I think we kind of self-censored in what we played sometimes.
No,
I know I did.
I didn't.
No, I didn't. So, well, that's good of you.
Next time.
Got a list.
Got is a that list. Your jams, the list?
Yep.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Logan, you went to Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, I went and saw Panic at the Disco in concert. It was my first rock concert in person, and it was to see one of my favorite bands.
Are they really a rock band, though?
Yeah, they are,
are they
man.
More like a pop kind of club now, club mix?
It was a rock concert.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I'm glad you had fun.
We were like 11 rows from the stage, right on the floor, so we had good seats. And I'm like 6 feet tall, so I could see over all the short
all
people.
The little girls.
Yeah. So, it was weird. There wasn't an ounce of guyliner in that place. It was all young people exposed to his new music. So it was
interesting.
It was a different crowd than we expected. I didn't need to break out my trips or my JNCO jeans.
Interesting. Ian, what's your jam?
My jam of the week is going to be a young man by the name of Carter Wilkerson, who tweeted at Wendy's a while back, "Yo, Wendy's, how many retweets for a year of free chicken nuggets?" Wendy's responds with 18 million. He responds back, "Consider it done. It has gone completely viral. Amazon, Google."
But he's nowhere near close.
He is at 2.8 million, I believe, currently.
I know I retweeted.
Well, for posterity's sake, the most retweeted tweet of all time was Ellen DeGeneres' selfie at the Oscars, and right. It was with only 3 million. So
18 million is quite a feat. I want it to be my jam of this week because if you're listening, go retweet it. I would love to see him.
Don't mess that up.
Get a year free worth of
nugs.
Hashtags nugs for Carter.
You're going to have to fix that back.
I will.
Yeah, what are you doing?
James.
My 4K Blu-ray player came in that does Dolby Vision and HDR10, so I hooked it up to my nice TV. Then I went and got the critically appalled movie Ang Lee's Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk, and proceeded to pop that disc in because it is the first disc to have high frame rate on it.
Oh,
and
nice.
4K, 60 frames per second. It did not look like I was watching a movie. It looked like I was, like, it was a window and it was real life.
Oh, wow.
It looked phenomenal.
Oh, cool.
I freaking loved it. And then another little mini jam to go on with that movie is I watched one of Saban films. They do a bunch of indie movies, like straight to VOD. It has Alexander Skarsgård and Michael Peña. It's called War on Everyone, and it is flipping hilarious.
Oh, my God. Well, I like both of them.
They are corrupt cops who stumble upon a plot to rob a racetrack, and then they go looking for their cut. And hilarity ensues.
Nice.
Very good movie.
Nice. My jam this week is our friend Tommy Naylor, a local-ish law enforcement officer who pulled me over, gave me a ticket, and subsequently became a fan of the podcast.
All
so
right.
While I had to go get that resolved today, so that was fun. So thanks, man, for the help out there. Thanks for listening to the show. And be safe out there.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, buddy.
And also, I'm a supervillain, so just
yes,
in case.
Yes, you are.
That's the thing.
You're a mastermind supervillain.
God, I wish I was. If I was, I probably would have won Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah, but you suck.
I never win Cards Against Humanity.
I don't either.
This is my first time playing, so
yeah,
you know.
I never win, and people say that I'm the most horrible person that they know, so that's, I don't know how to feel about that.
Then
shut up. I'm just playing. Continue.
How did I win?
Because you're a horrible person.
I guess so.
Yes,
that's
Logan.
What it means if you win Cards Against Humanity. It means you're the most horrible
worst.
Person in the group.
Yeah, and you're the worst.
I'm just the funniest.
No.
A random ghost was...
He almost beat me.
He almost beat us.
Technically, he beat everybody except Logan.
Yeah.
Yep.
Enjoy third place, guys.
Jeez. Crap.
He was good, though, man. He had some smart plays.
He was good. It's fine. All right. That'll about do it for this episode of the Justice Geeks podcast. We hope you enjoyed this nonsense. If you did, tell us, and we'll do a live show, and we'll play Cards Against Humanity, and you'll get to hear it on Mom Jeans if you come to the live show.
And we might pull you up for our rando.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, you could be rando.
That's a great idea.
We could pull random members of the audience to come up and be rando.
Let's do that.
We should give rando a hand, and different audience members can play
the hand. Yeah.
The hand.
Okay, so we factor in where rando goes, right,
yeah.
As the cards are. The audience member has to come up and read the answers.
Oh, man. So the audience is our fourth player, or fifth player.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to do a live show, and if you folks enjoyed this whatsoever, and
RJ, we expect to see you here.
If Huddle House doesn't sponsor us, we're going to do it at Huddle House, and it's going to be horrible for them. They're probably won't. Anyway. All right. Do these things. Facebook.com/JusticeGeeks. Twitter and Instagram at JusticeGeeks. Stop that, Logan. And Jugheads Incorporated in the Facebook. And leave us a review on iTunes. I should always say at the beginning, and I never do.
Just celebrate my victory.
No wonder. We got Adele to give us a review once, and it's been downhill from there.
So. Did someone say my name?
There she is. All right. I guess that's it. I don't know.
We're going to add some write-in cards.
Oh, we should add write-in cards of the people there.
Yeah.
RJ Sills will get his own
card. You're going to become a card in our Cards Against Humanity deck.
Some of them already are. They're those special cards under the box lid.
Yeah.
What?
Apparently, nothing. You're a bigger...
Say goodnight, everybody.
Night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening, you idiots.